The Cross and Its Shadow by S.N. Haskell, narrated by Timothy Turner. Chapter 2, The Tabernacle. The tabernacle, as pitched in the wilderness, was a beautiful structure. Around it was a court enclosed with linen curtains, which were suspended by silver hooks from pillars of brass trimmed with silver. Viewed from any side, the tabernacle was beautiful. The north, south, and west sides were formed of upright boards, 10 cubits high, covered with gold within and without, and kept in position by silver sockets underneath, and by bars overlaid with gold, which passed through golden rings and extended around the building. The front, or east end, was enclosed by a curtain of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twined linen, the work of an embroiderer. It was hung upon 5 pillars of acacia wood, overlaid with gold, and added much to the beauty of the entrance. The rich rainbow tints of the curtain, inwrought with cherubim, which formed the door of the building where God promised to dwell, was a beautiful shadow of the entrance to the heavenly sanctuary. Here, with a rainbow of glory encircling his throne, the Father sits, while 10,000 times 10,000 angels pass to and fro at his command. The roof, or covering of the tabernacle, consists of 4 curtains of cloth and skins. The inside curtain, like that at the entrance of the tabernacle, was of blue, purple, scarlet, and fine twined linen, with golden cherubim wrought in it by a cunning embroiderer. This formed the ceiling, which was a faint representation of the canopy of glory above the throne of God, with the myriads of angels ready to fulfill his commands. Over this was a curtain of goat's hair, above that a covering of ram skins dyed red, and over all a covering of badger skins, all forming a perfect protection from the weather. The different colors in the coverings, blending with the golden wall and the gorgeous entrance curtain, or veil as it was called, combined to make a structure of surpassing glory. Over the tabernacle rested the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night, which guided the Israelites in all their wanderings. In the midst of the desert heat there was a cool, refreshing shelter beneath the shade of the cloudy pillar, for those who served in the tabernacle or worshipped in its court, while without was the scorching heat of the desert. What a beautiful type of the covering God spreads over his people in the midst of this wicked world, so that it is possible to dwell in the secret place of the Most High and abide under the shadow of the Almighty One, while in the midst of the turmoil and strife of this wicked world. At night, when the intense heat abated and darkness covered the desert, then above the holy tabernacle hung the cloud, now a great pillar of fire, in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys. God's immediate, visible presence lighted up the entire encampment so that all could walk safely through the darkness. What an expressive type was thus given of the Christian's walk. There may be no visible light, but when the light of God's presence surrounds him, his pathway is light. David knew this when he wrote, "Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance." The weakest trusting child of God can have the blessed privilege of being guided by the light of God's countenance, safe from the pitfalls of Satan, if he will surrender his heart to God. Within the golden walls of the tabernacle, priests of divine appointment performed a work representing in types and symbols the plan of redemption. The work of Christ has 2 distinct phases, one performed in the first apartment of the heavenly sanctuary, the other in the second apartment. He offers salvation free to every one. Many accept and start out on the Christian pathway. Christ reaches down his infinite arm to encircle and support everyone who calls upon his name. And no power of earth or Satan can force a child of God out of his protecting care. The only way any can be lost is by letting go their hold upon that infinite hand. Like Peter, if they take their gaze from Christ and fix it upon the sea of life, they sink. Unless, like him, they cry out, "Lord, save me," and are rescued by the Savior. The work of Christ is illustrated by the parable of the marriage of the king's son. All the guests, both bad and good, are gathered at the marriage. But when the king comes in to examine the guests, all are rejected, except those who are clothed with the wedding garment of Christ's righteousness. Many are called, but few are chosen. There were two apartments in the sanctuary or tabernacle. In the first apartment, a service was performed daily throughout the year, which typified the work of inviting the guests and gathering them to the marriage. On one day, at the end of the year, a service was performed in the second apartment, which typified the work of choosing out from among the many that have accepted the call, those who are worthy of eternal life, as illustrated in the parable by the king examining the guests. Here we will compare the type and the antitype. The type. In Hebrews chapter 8, verses 1 to 5, the earthly sanctuary was a shadow of the heavenly sanctuary. The antitype. In Revelation chapter 11, verse 19, there is a temple in heaven. The type. In Hebrews chapter 9, verses 1 to 3, the worldly sanctuary had two apartments. The antitype. In Hebrews chapter 9, verse 24, the heavenly sanctuary also has two apartments.